in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings, good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Everybody is meeting with Xi Jinping. Seems like everyone's either going to China for the most part. Vladimir Putin hosted Xi Jinping a little over 2 weeks ago, and Emmanuel Macron had spent some time over last part of the late last week in China. And one of the oldest allies to the U.S. is France. But after Macron came back from China, he had some pretty interesting things to state. And he warned, he said, the question asked of us Europeans is the following. Is it in our interest for there to be acceleration on the topic of Taiwan? So he just gets back from China, and there's a topic, floating around all over the world. Should China be allowed to invade Taiwan? Well, nobody wants to be invaded by any nation, especially Taiwan not wanting to be invaded by China. So he says the answer is no. The worst things we Europeans could do would be to be followers on this topic. In other words, leave it alone. Don't discuss China and Taiwan. And to adapt to the American rhythm and a Chinese overreaction. So the rhythm of the U.S. is flex and wave the big stick. And Chinese overreaction, here's what they did over the weekend. They sent a naval maneuver all the way around China. They were out in the ocean practicing war games on what they're going to do if Taiwan decides to refuse China's desires to occupy the island. Macron goes on to say, why should we go at the rhythm chosen by someone else? Europe's defense industry does not meet all our needs and remains very fragmented. And this causes the EU to rely on American and Asian suppliers. But then he goes on to state, and this is where it gets interesting, if the tensions between the two superpowers heat up, we won't have the time nor the resources to finance our strategic autonomy. We will become vassals. What is he talking about? European nations are already vassals of empire already. But going on, Europe needs to reduce its dependence on the extraterritoriality of the U.S. dollar. So finally, he's not the only and the first to talk about some of these European nations that want to, and they do desire to to stop having to be forced to use the petrodollar to trade. They want to be free of that. They won't come out openly, in a sense, to address that matter. But here, Macron does address it. The dependency upon the U.S. dollar. Well, this caused some caused a little bit of heads to roll here, or not heads to roll, but caught the attention of Marco Rubio, and he posted a message. Quote, we need to find out if Emmanuel Macron speaks for Europe. And I would say personally that Macron is saying what other European countries would like to say. Germany would like to say that. Spain, the Swiss, they mind their own business. The English, the UK, they would like to, you know, be free from American world hegemony since World War II. Well, then there's a European Union, and in the, I'm reading from an article out of whatdoesitmean.com, yesterday's article. There's a Belgian psychiatrist or psychologist, Steve Van Herigweg. He received a 2-year suspension for a statement that he made on social media about the Great Reset. Everybody knows about this Great Reset. And he makes a comment on social media, and all of a sudden, he's banned. The World Economic Forum, everybody knows, even on their own site, they talk about a Great Reset. This is widely known. So last week, the International Monetary Fund, they make a statement. And in the statement, it's a warning. It says that the world economy is facing its weakest period of growth since the 1990s. I got to hold this thought. It's too, I don't want to go into a break. You'll forget, and I will forget too. Because it's just perspective.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale is going on now with huge savings. Choose from thousands of shade trees, evergreen trees, fruit trees, and more in all sizes, including easy carry-out sizes for the do-it-yourselfer. Also, larger trees up to 20 feet tall for your landscaper to plant. Or choose from thousands of flowering and evergreen shrubs, including hedges. And the Tree Farm always has free professional loading. Come see.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
A soldier in Afghanistan whose neck had been deeply sliced by shrapnel had a pressure bandage applied for several hours, but no clot had formed. The pressure bandage was removed, bleed stop was applied, and within 2 minutes the bleeding had completely stopped. Bleed stop. Safe in the wound? Find bleed stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the bleed stop button at the top of the page. KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Oh,
So the International Monetary Fund, they warned, they stated, the world economy is facing its weakest period of growth since the 1990s. In the next 5 years, due to the problems triggered by the pandemic and political tensions. Well, it was definitely the pandemic was part of it. Bigger part of it was our invasion or America's plan to bring Ukraine into NATO and put missiles along the Eastern Front. That was a big mistake. Then you also have China, and you have Russia and China in partnership, and their objective, destroy the power of the unipolar Western stranglehold that has been strangling the economies of the nations for 70 years. So, yes, pandemic and political tensions, definitely. But as to the true cause of the global economy weakening, it's documented in an article, Role Reversal, the Collapse of the Dollar-Enforced Empire. It explains the United States is collapsing its own currency by fighting failed wars, just like the Soviets did in the 80s, 70s. American global financial expert Larry Leppard, he assessed, I'm very comfortable saying the dollar will effectively be restructured or have lost most of its value within 10 years. So within 10 years, within a decade. But then he finishes by saying, actually, frankly, it could be even shorter than that. My kind of median guess is about 5 years. Now this guy is pretty much hitting it on the head. Within 5 years, I would say roughly, not give and take a little bit of time, America will be in a completely cashless situation. Probably 5 years. I would say not much longer than that. We're going to go to the system and begin the elimination of cash before that. But there will be, within about 5 years, we will be totally cashless. This is coming. We know that it's coming. We know that the cat is out of the bag. Digital currencies. Now, that's just here in the unipolar West. Now, if you've been following what has been happening in Russia and China, there is another digital system that is now being put in place, has been put in place, is actually being perfected between Russia, China, the BRICS nations, the other nations that are going to be part of the BRICS, that BRICS network. Then you have in Asia, you have a group of Asian nations that are also putting together their own commerce, economic, currency trading network also. It's very fascinating what's happening. All of a sudden, other nations, they see, and they've been watching the World Economic Forum, and they realize we had better put our own system in place. We better perfect it, because if not, we will be part of the World Economic Forum plan of digital currency control. We don't want that. We will create our own system. And Russia has been the nation that has really pushed it. China also. The nations in the BRICS network and other those other nations that will join in the Global South and the Far East. All the other Asian sisters, they know they have to have their own network of, you might say, equal to, along the lines of the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, but not the World Bank or the IMF as we know it. They will have their own system. They'll have their own bank of international settlements. They'll have, I'm pretty sure they're probably going to continue to trade on the Forex currencies internationally, whether it be the yuan, the ruble, the dollar, the dying dollar. So anyhow, it's very fascinating what's happening. We're watching the other nations of the world in that other network. They are frantically, methodically putting together another system, and it will have to be digital. It will have to be. We can't get away from that, because the whole world is digital. That's the only way the nations can communicate. It's got to be digitally. But now, if you can control a digital system via the World Bank here in the unipolar West, that system, if you will have a central system, something that runs that system, a center, and an evil center, and an unjust, unfair center of control, then we all suffer. But what's happening on the other side of the world is they're putting together this system, and all these nations, there are checks and balances, which you don't have in the unipolar world with the World Economic Forum. In the other systems, you'll have checks, balances. These nations know, they realize that they must work together. They don't have a choice. They have to learn how to work together, trade together, their economies, their currencies. They have to work it out, because if they don't, the unipolar control system will dictate to them what they can and cannot do. And that is not acceptable to them. They're not going to allow it. This is why they're feverishly working to perfect a system that these nations will be able to trade apart from American global control. The petrodollar, the only problem is, how do they protect themselves from America's America's war machine? It's not bullets and tanks. It's not missiles. It is something much more powerful. I've discussed it before. Weather warfare 2020, actually not 2025 now, Department of Defense weather operation. No. This is now weather warfare 2050. This system is being perfected just at the same time the other nations of the world in the multipolar world network, in that group, as they're perfecting their digital system. Empire Solo is perfecting the weather warfare technology. This is the number one, I think this is where most of the dollars that are not real dollars are being spent. I believe they are creating AI via AI. Yeah, they're going to have little dogs that run around that are little robots. Definitely a big part of it. But what they can do from satellite through the atmosphere with laser, with high frequency, low frequency, every band, with ultraviolet light, what they can do, this is where Satan, I believe, is directing the children. And the principle that they're taking, they're touching everything, using everything in the environment, in nature. My example is, if you go back and study when Moses began to lead the children, at the beginning, when he began to lead, the plan was to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. He had to go in to Egypt to talk to Pharaoh and bring plagues and judgments to show Pharaoh what God could do using controlling the weather, controlling lice, polluting water, all of those 10 miracles, judgments on Egypt. The devil has been training his children to do the exact same thing with the environment, with nature. This is what, and the thing is, it's gone to a new level in the matter of the vaccines, vaccinations, things of this, of this magnitude. It's not natural. These are not natural biological changes taking place with animals, with creatures, with humans. It's all synthetic. It's synthetic. Doing things, creating things that are synthetic, that are alive. They're like maybe taking silicone and adding consciousness to some degree to it. To some degree. Or controlling it by adding something that will react with the 5G, 6, 10G networks. There's more G's coming. There's always more. There's never less. We should be able to get by with just analog, but no, no. They want to go to digital, 2G, 3, 4, 5, 15, 20, 30G. Who knows where it's going to end? Christ is going to cap it. He's going to put a cap on all of this evil. He's the only one that can do that. Mankind is now, these people that rule the world, they're out of control. They have what a lot of doctors have to be careful of in the medical field. Doctors in the medical field, if they're not careful, if they're not psychologically and morally have some ground, some footing, a base, they begin to get a complex. It is called the God complex. They think they heal, they do their surgeries, they make their recommendations, and the drugs they prescribe do what they do, and they get a God complex. Well, these rulers of the world, they have now a God complex. They believe they are like the gods of old in Rome, in Greece, in Egypt. They are gods. They have power through their wealth, through their intellect. And this is what will destroy mankind. That God complex. It's in the Bible. There is an individual that will have a God complex. So the most narcissistic individual to have ever lived is the Antichrist. He will have a God complex, believe he is God, state he is God, declare himself to be God, and he says he will replace God. So this psychological condition is now pervasive in the world of the people that rule these nations, especially in this country. Joe Biden, he believes that whoever it is, I don't know if it's really Joe, No Show Joe, I don't know who this is. We'll have to continue in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Do you have a business that provides a product or service that helps people feel good? Come and join us at the Naturally Inspired Health Summit, June 24th at The Ranch in Loveland, next to the Budweiser Event Center. If you are dedicated to helping people feel good through your business, we want you to participate. Showcase your business to our community. Get more information at naturallyinspiredhealthsummit.com Call or text 970-475-4083.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360khnc.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360khnc.com.
As the economy tightens, retailers are getting their products in front of thousands of new customers every month. The PE Gun Show is a whole family event featuring toys, craft items, food, survival and hunting accessories. Every show is loaded with potential buyers looking for your products. For table rental information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. The new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at the Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is the perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's peshows.com, 970-663-9101.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Topic focus, guests from across the country, and answering your garden questions. That's Saturdays, 11 to noon. Catch the replay Sundays, 4 to 5 p.m.
Okay, the God complex. It's evident that many of these individuals that we are so familiar with, Klaus Schwab, he believes that he is a god. He's demon-possessed, in my opinion. So is Anthony Fauci, like Peter Strzok. Most of these people that were attacking Donald Trump. Don't think there aren't demons involved with the personalities of these individuals. No, there's something more, you know, you want to use the word cuckoo. It's beyond, way beyond cuckoo. And this is my view. I look at this from a biblical, from a spiritual perspective. And remember, if you've read the New Testament, what in the book of Mark, what was the, one of the first things that Christ did when he began his ministry? Well, he didn't want people just to follow him. He wanted people that to be free in their mind so that they could hear what he was presenting to them and understand what he was going to present to them. He was going to present to them an eternal kingdom, eternal future. But many of these people, where he went first, was an area where there was a lot of many, many people demon-possessed. Remember the story of Legion, who supposedly had about 100 demons in him? So many demons that Christ cast the demons out, and they begged. The demons talked to Christ and said, please, cast us into the swine. So Christ cast the demons out of this individual, and all these swine ran down the hill into the water and died. They perished. Christ went to free these people from demons. They were demon possessed. They had to be freed so they could be right, made right in their mind. They could be made whole. They could think. They could reason. These people that are ruling this country right now, do you think they're rational? Well, Macron, you know, he visits China. This is out of the redstate.com. And Macron goes to China and to strengthen the alliances with France and China. And he is told that we don't need to Joe Biden basically tells the world there's no fear with the moves of China and Russia. America, you don't need to worry about Russia and China. And he said this during a visit last month in Canada. And when he was asked, you know, about Saudi Arabia moving toward Russia in their relation, diplomatically and in trade. Oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Well, our oldest ally again, Xi Jinping, is making statements after returning from China. And there are two, Macron was speaking to Politico and two journalists. And after he spent the 6 hours with Xi Jinping, and Macron emphasized his theory of strategic autonomy for Europe, presumably led by France, to become a third superpower. What kind of talk is that? France becoming a third superpower? You have America, and you'd have to say China, and you'd have to say Russia, and I would think maybe Germany, but I wouldn't so much think France. But anyhow, this is what happens when you visit a communist leader. You're affected. He said, the great risk Europe faces, again, is that it gets caught up in the crises that are not ours, which prevent it from building its strategic autonomy. So Macron is pretty much saying what most of the European nation leaders won't say. He said the paradox would be that, overcome with panic, we believe we are just America's followers. Well, they have been since World War II. The question Europeans need to answer, is it in our interest to accelerate a crisis on Taiwan? Going back to what I said in the first segment, no. The worst thing would be that we Europeans must become followers on this topic and take our cue from the United States, the agenda, and a Chinese overreaction. He also suggested again that Europe should reduce its dependence on the U.S. dollar, which has been a policy and is a strategic policy for Beijing and Russia. They are moving away from, distancing themselves from the U.S. dollar. So the article says that Xi's aim was to feel out Macron and Europe on how they might react to an invasion of Taiwan. This is exactly here. Okay, here's the scenario. Macron goes to China. He has a talk with Xi. And Xi is wondering, where do the Europeans stand on this matter of Taiwan? We know where America stands. We shouldn't do anything. Russia's not involved. Russia's distancing itself from the conflict or addressing the conflict. But where are the European nations? So as soon as Macron leaves, Xi feels okay. Let's go ahead and do military maneuvers around the island. Let's take our ships like sharks and circle the island. Let's plan, play war games, nuke launches, missile launches into Taiwan. Let's see what the response is going to be. Let's see how the United States reacts. And then that just ends, that just finishes. And for the most part, China... It was a strategic move by China, but he waited until after Macron left. Macron stated in an article, He didn't think Taiwan was worth it. In other words, let China have Taiwan. Based on Macron's comments, it sounds like Xi got exactly what he wanted. Then the article goes on. The invasion is coming. And sure enough, Macron leaves and the ships begin to circle the island. China is on the move, practicing encircling Taiwan on Sunday, simulating missile strikes. China has been working on this for a long time. But here's the clincher right here. But with Joe Biden, now China thinks they have the go-ahead and the way to proceed in taking back the technology, the computer technology, the chip technology on an island just, what is it, 50 miles away? We'll be back. China's on the move.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
He's still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0.
When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code
KHNC.
And for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Use promo code KHNC.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Gun the dollar.
Tommy here with Revo Knives. We're a Colorado company looking for local customers who own a business that want to make a gift for their customers or employees that they'll always use and remember. We customize our knives with your logo and information so they always look at who to get back to when they need your service. Head over to our website at RevoKnives.com or give us a call at 720-947-9599. And as always, live sharp.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group, so I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
Okay, so what happens is, then on Monday, yesterday, China has the war games. Then, here's the dailymail.co.uk. China's military has declared it's ready to fight and smash Taiwanese independence, releasing an animated video simulating how it would launch an all-out attack on the self-governing island nation. Beijing would launch a torrent of missiles from the mainland, and its navy in the Taiwan Strait to demolish Taiwan's defenses before invading. China's military completed 3 days of large-scale combat readiness patrols, which simulated completely sealing off the island in a military blockade and were described by defense officials as a warning. The theater's troops are ready to fight at all times and can fight at any time to resolutely smash any form of Taiwan independence, the foreign interference attempts, the military said Monday. And foreign interference attempts. So, America, this is notice to you, Empire, you Western nations. If you attempt to interfere, we, the People Liberation Army, we will smash you. You know, we don't think much of it here. We're thousands and thousands of miles away. But I tell you, every night, the people on that island, the government officials, they are not sleeping well. They are not resting. They're, you know, they normally get, let's say, a solid 8 hours of sleep a night. Well, they're not getting six. If they get six, they might be getting four. What China is saying, just exactly, I remember doing the open forum here 5 years ago, and there was a little bit of protests in Hong Kong, and I stated, you're not going to mess with China, they're going to invade, they're going to take over, they're going to move in, and the next step will be Taiwan. China is methodical. They know the steps, we know the steps, and they stay according to their plan. Firstly, it will be Hong Kong. It will be Taiwan. After Taiwan, it will be South Korea. After South Korea, if they haven't already pretty much taken over Vietnam and Taiwan, and Japan will be within their scope, will be the target. But Taiwan is strategic. If they own Taiwan and they take over when they do, is it going to be because they're going to have to take action physically, or is something going to happen? Betrayal of the West, betrayal of Empire and the British and all the other European nations. Will Taiwan just say, you know what? And already on the nation, on the island, there are many, many loyal communists, many loyal Chinese. They have families in mainland China. And they'd be more willing to allow China to invade if China will promise them everything will remain just like it is, no changes, and China will tell them, yep, no changes, and boom, once they open that door, the Chinese will come in and it will change. There's no doubt about it. That nation will no longer be left alone. Chinese will come in, the government will come in, and you might as well live in a gulag somewhere. That's what that's going to be. All the important people, I don't know, anybody that's protested, China knows who they are, they're going to disappear. Who knows where to? So, now, also in this article, military experts say that the exercises were both intimidation and an opportunity for Chinese troops to practice sealing off Taiwan by blocking sea and air traffic. Computer-generated simulation shows precision strikes on Taiwan. Chinese military shared an animated video simulating how it would launch an all-out attack on Taiwan. And these people in Taiwan, should they see this, it will burn. It will be imprinted in their thinking. The people of Taiwan are not sleeping well. I'm talking about the whole nation. I don't care what the government of Taiwan states to the people in Taiwan. The resistance is going to be to the end. No, it won't be. All they've got to do is cut off everything coming into their harbors, everything going out. China takes over Taiwan. They own that coast up and down and going south. Vietnam, all the other nations down south, most of the nations below that, what are they going to do? Beijing's war games were launched amid Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen's delicate mission to shore up her nation's grueling diplomatic alliances in Central America and boost its U.S. support. It's very fascinating what's going on. Be back with Rodriguez.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
Hi folks, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, The Present Truth. On the weekends, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. I have been playing some repeats on the Sunday program, which I think were some of the ones that I tried to pick the best. But starting this week, I'm resuming once again the live programs. So again, on Sunday, 9 to noon. Now, Macron is just a young man, and he is meeting supposedly, well, he is meeting, not supposedly, he did meet with Xi Jinping. But Macron, he's no match for President Xi. There's no way. And boom, he goes back to France. The Navy circles the island. Then on Monday, yesterday, the China declares that if there's any talk of independence from China, it will be smashed. China won't put up with it. Now, the reason they're not going to, and I'll tell you why, this is a strategy. China has a perfect time right now with Joe Biden as president. Biden doesn't know if which year it is. And if it's a real Joe Biden, we don't know. He's not in the White House. It's blue screened or green screened. It's all for show. Air Force One, you never see Air Force One landing anywhere. You don't see the press. You don't see Air Force One take off. And there's a brand new plane being built. Thank you, Donald Trump, for the president. Donald should have been, should probably have been there to inaugurate it, to christen, but he won't be. It'll be, I believe, in my understanding of Bible prophecy, that plane was built for Barack Obama. And that's how Barack Obama will travel. That's my own personal view. You don't have to believe me. But everything will be tested. We'll see what happens in the future. But Macron is no match for President Xi. And China now, they realize with Biden in the office, they can now begin to move the way they have desired to move. If Donald Trump would have been still in the White House, there would be no way that Xi would even consider it. Donald Trump will sanction them and cut the exports out of China to a minimum and strangle China financially. But Donald Trump is not there. There is someone else, just a glove, a shell, and someone else is actually giving orders. Someone else is giving direction. We have continuity of government in this country. No matter what happens, we will continue. China has had a continuity of government for 6,000 years, roughly. They're still here. They're not going away until Armageddon. And even then, they'll be in the millennial kingdom. The good. I'll keep you all with Rodriguez as it's true. Have a wonderful evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound. Apply direct pressure and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop, safe in the wound. Find Bleed Stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the Bleed Stop button at the top of the page.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.